Blog Talk Radio.
Live in minutes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the all-new 102.6 The Situation.
love you, Destiny, Janae Flight.
I love you, baby.
I'm gonna make this about you, baby.
All about you,
love you with all my heart. On March 3rd of 2007, was the day an angel came down from heaven into my arms in the ER. Felt as if I was holding a mirror, cause I could only see me, y'all. A little girl with a father's features, was unemployed at the time, but swore to make it my job as teacher. Everything I knew and more, though we ain't rich, I promise this, you had the finest food for thought from truly yours. And you're a blessing, cause you came at a time in my life when it was dark and I was having trouble finding the light. Now here you are, my little star, all shining and bright. Wish I could pick you up and place you in the sky when it's night, so the whole world can see you like I do. No matter what happens, your dad'll always stand by you. From pampers to crawling, talking to walking, I never missed a moment. I made sure I saw all of them. Those are the ones I cherish, cause they don't happen that often. I used to be hard, but girl, you made my heart soft. I remember the day that we brought you home. It was just me and your mom, everybody else was gone. You had a little cold, but I had everyone on the phone, talking crazy and crying, cause I ain't know what was going on. What I'm trying to say is dad's gonna protect you and give you the best life that I can. I'll try my best to.
I never knew that the sweetest thing in my life would come in the tears that you cry tonight. Putting training wheels on your first bike, braiding your hair till I got it right. Never knew that the
everybody make mistakes and daddy's gonna let you. But when you're doing wrong, I gotta give you some lectures. So don't think I'm being mean. When I fuss at you, I just wanna be comfortable anytime that you hear the thing. So people see a well-mannered little lady, and I can sit back like, that's my little baby. And I know sometimes your dad can get a little crazy, but that's what 8 years of raising a kid made. Nah, I'm playing, yo, I'm proud of you, girl. I climbed the highest mountain right now and shout to the world that my baby made the A-B on the road. And we about to go to the mall and buy some clothes and whatever store she wants so she can buy some toys. But the last thing I want to hear about is boys. So no love letters, no talking on the phone, no asking can they come over, say that when you're grown. Cause right now, I'm the only one that you need. You give me the best of you, I'll give you the best of me. We gon' love each other forever, right? Can we agree? Well, come give me a hug so I can let this beat breathe.
I never knew that the sweetest thing in my life would come in the tears that you cry tonight. Putting training wheels on your first bike, or braiding your hair till I got it right. Never knew that the sweetest thing in my life would come in the tears you cry tonight. Putting training wheels on your first bike, or braiding your hair.
Mama ain't heard yet. Interviews, topics, and advice to help your situation. This is Situations Live.
Yay! Green, thank you so much for joining us. And a lot of you are listening now that have last week, and this is what we do every week. We interview great people. And one of those who we had last week was Queen Esther Lacy. Now, what she talked about was her latest book entitled Sexually Driven. And she read a couple of excerpts from that, and it was just really an awesome interview all around. All of the callers, and most of them are, I think we've got the same people from last week tuning in, and we have some different areas, so that's good. Now, I want to also, before we get to our guests, just want to understand that if you can't get through, if you cannot get through because Blog Talk Radio has been acting a little funny for at least the last hour and a half, if you cannot get through, please do not be disappointed. What will happen is if you cannot get through, please use the link. If you follow us on Facebook, please utilize the link. If you cannot get through on our 347-945-6867 line. Okay, so just keep that in mind, but you can still listen to us. Don't be discouraged from listening in because you can't get through on the phone, but still listen to us. We do have the online stream available, but because the studio has been acting a little funky today, just want to you all to understand that as we go forward. So with that, Let's talk a little bit about the author, Queen Esther Lacy. Now, last week, she said a lot of inspiring words, and we didn't know we could inspire a lot of people by just simply doing an interview. So our fans wanted her back, and so we're going to give what they asked for to the fans. So without further ado, our guest for the evening, yet again, it is Queen Esther Lacy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. And we had an awesome interview last week, and I didn't know that we inspired a few people. And you were the one to break that news to me about the the inspiration that came about from that. And would you be willing to share that with our listeners, at least a snippet of it, not too personal, though?
Sure. I mean, different ones were telling me that they were proud of me, but then my son, he was like, Mom, so inspired about, you know, the different things that you said. And so there are things that he's going through right now, and he just related so much to it. And that just really touched my heart. I mean, just through a radio show, that it opened up that communication.
Wow. And, you know, it was just unbelievable that, you know, we were able to do that. And I hope that we were able to do that this weekend, what have you. Now, the first question that I have was, since last week, how many responses have you been getting regarding the book? Has it been an overwhelming response from stemming from the interview last week?
Yes, in regards to some didn't know. And some are just the fact of going on the radio, and it's been overwhelming in a good way, because it's like it gives me, it allows me to know that I need to keep pressing forward if I think, because I was considering to stop writing because I didn't know if it was affecting anybody or anybody was really reading it, if anybody was buying the books. It really inspired me.
Why would you want
to
stop writing because of that, though?
Just going through little self-pity parties thinking it really doesn't make a difference. But and the thing about the ironic thing about it is that's what I write about. I write to encourage mm-hmm. others, and it's so easy to encourage others, but then we don't turn around and encourage ourselves. It's so easy to forgive others, and then we don't allow forgiveness to come upon ourselves. So it was to get that feedback just gave me the push to, yeah, keep going, you know?
Right. I definitely understand that because sometimes you're just like, you know, you don't know how it's going to do, and then you're just like, you know what, let's just not even do it anymore. Just stop doing
yeah.
with it, something of that nature. You, it's kind of easy to say that, but then, you know, as you work harder to, you know, reach that common goal, and it helps out a lot. It helps out to boost your confidence, and, you know, with that, you know, you've got Sexually Driven out there, and thank you so much for my copy. I appreciate that. And the letter, I won't get too much into that because I don't want to, you know, talk about any hidden details that would be, you know, revealed in the second installment of Sexually Driven,
right.
which is going to be even more interesting. But
everybody plays such a good part, and because it's like I wrote it, but then Kel Productions helped me push it, and then you have an avenue into getting it out to people that I may not have been in touch with. So
right.
It's just a blessing all the way around. So thank you for doing what you did.
I appreciate you, and thank you so much for the kind accolade there. It's really amazing to see that, you know, someone appreciates what, you know, Situations is all about, and that's a lot of times we don't, you know, get that here, but hey, at least, you know, it'll come around eventually. So I'm just really flattered that you know, said that, and I'm glad that I was able to help you as much as possible. And speaking of helping, we're going to help out in another way. The you said you have two other books out, right?
I have, well, altogether I have 6 published books and 1 in edit right now.
Okay. So what I want to do is focus on the other 6, because if we want to promote one, we might as well just get everything squared away. So tell me about the whatever book you want to start with first. Tell us a little bit more in depth about those books, because a lot of our fans, they want to know what all of the other books are about. Maybe they want to get the whole collection. So whatever you like to start with, it's up to you.
Okay. Well, I can say that all of my books outside of Sexually Driven are all books of poems with personal testimony inserts. So the first book I wrote is called It's Not About Religion, God Wants a Relationship. So it's a collection of poems to encourage, I always say women, but it encourages men as well, that I'm finding out the feedback I get. So I say to encourage individuals from low self-esteem to relationship issues to whatever you might need, some encouragement. Sometimes families are of bereavement. I write poems to encourage families that have lost loved ones. Basically, that's what all my books are. The second book is From My Heart to Yours, and Nothing Separates You from the Love of God is the subtitle. And because I am a Christian writer, I write about reality, things that are going on a normal basis, but I also let you know about the love of God as well. And a lot of the encouragement, it comes to individuals that may feel down about themselves, saying, you know, I've lived a terrible life. God is not going to love me. That's where my encouragement comes in, that no matter what you've gone through in life, God still loves you, you know. So that's not even a factor. Another book I wrote is for, based with children in mind, called Young Hearts Need Love Too. And the subtitle is Bringing Awareness to Adults or Parents of Some Struggles of the Youth. A lot of times, adults have issues, but when you think about the root of where it came from, most of the time it started at a childhood level. So I wanted to bring that awareness that sometimes children, they want to reach out, but they don't know who to reach out to, or adults want to reach out to their children, but they don't know quite how to start the conversation. So this book, it could be read by both the parents and the child together, and just go over some like little simple things. Like, I have poems in here that is simple as Jesus loves me. Yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so. As simple as that.
Right.
Two poems that touch on, you know, good touch and bad touch. You know, sticky situation that you don't really want to talk about, but it brings it easy through a poem. So that's basically what my heart is about, just writing poems to encourage people. And I just put it in a book form. That way it can reach somewhere in the world that I may never step ground on, but that encouragement is there. And so that's why I write.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's why you write it. Okay. And so let me ask you this question. Have you ever had someone to say that you may have, you know, maybe stepped on their toes too much with a book that you've written or anything of that nature? Maybe it's hitting too personal for them, or do they find themselves saying, you know what, this hits home to me, and maybe there is some things that need to be changed within me or what have you. Have you ever had somebody to do that?
I have had it viewed from both perspectives, from the part of why would you write something about that? It's like that, you know, we want to, sometimes it comes across, it's real, okay? So sometimes people can't face reality, or they don't want to deal with reality in the public. They want to deal with it behind closed doors. So it's like, why would you bring that out in public? Why would you talk about that? Because it's a need. So that's why I'm going to do it. And then I've had the other end, oh, thank you for writing about that. Thank you for having that boldness to write about it, because that's what I'm going through. And that is more so the reason I do it.
But that's good, because, you know, if you getting the with you getting both ends of the spectrum here, it's like, okay, well, you know where you need to go next. And with with the one that's in edit, which is, I'm sure, it's sexually driven too, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So
and
that's
should
in
be
edit
out
right now.
In a couple of months.
Okay, in a couple of months. All right. So, see, that's something else to look forward to. So you're just pushing the books out, and, you know, is there ever a time where, and all writers get this, but do you get it often? And it's the dreaded thing known as writer's block.
Writer's block. Well,
right.
I would say if I the writing for a living to pay the rent, I would say I would fear writer's block. But because
right.
I do it when I'm inspired to write something, I don't know if I really, I feared that because, and also a part of what I do with the poems is I open up a little, my own personal greeting card business. And
right.
I get nervous about that because I'm like, what if I run out of things to say? That's where I fear the writer's block. What if I run out of things to say? But when I started writing the books, I only had 7 books in mind, 7 titles. And now that I'm on the 7th book, I thought that was the end of my writing. So if there's another book in me and it comes out, that's going to be a surprise to me and everybody else.
I feel you on that. And then to write, you know, to be inspired to write what's real is just, you know, the most awesome thing in the world, really. You know, and be inspired to do that is even better. Question here is that you have a contest going on. Tell us about that.
Yes. Right now, from this show this evening, this date, listeners are able to purchase the book. And once they purchase it, send a copy of your receipt to the email igotmycopy@yahoo.com. And the first 15 that we receive up to January 25th, their name will be put in a raffle and a chance to win a gift card. So if you go online tonight, tomorrow, up until the 25th, and you're one of the first 15, your name will go in a raffle pool to win a gift card. And it's a nice sizable gift card. You might could get dinner off of it or treat someone else to dinner. So it'll be worth it.
So you heard it to everybody listening all over the country. You heard it, and it's basically from this point forward, if you go online, get the book, you know, send a picture of the receipt to igotmycopy@yahoo.com. I can't believe you made an email for that.
Hey.
You got a specialized email for I Got My Copy. Oh, my goodness.
I Got My Copy at yahoo.com. And the books can be purchased on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, any online bookstore, or my publisher, AuthorHouse.com.
You heard it here first, see? So from tonight on to what was the date?
January 25th.
January 25th. So you definitely want to get your submissions in so you can get that gift card. I'm telling you, you need to get that gift card. You know you're going to take them. You want to do something with that gift card? Come on now.
The gift that keeps on giving, right?
Right. Exactly. So sort of like that holiday Lexus commercial where the guy kept driving the car in the snow.
He knew he was supposed to get his daughter that car.
Yeah, right. Right. But that's not happening. Not in his eyes. It wasn't happening. So here's what we've got here. We're gonna take a short break, but if you're able to get through for right now, as a reminder, the Blog Talk Radio studio is acting up just a little bit. But if you can get through, give us a call, 347-945-6867. If you're already in, press 1 if you'd like to speak to us or have a question for our guest, Queen Esther Lacy. And we're going to take it into the commercial break. But once again, 347-945-6867. And press 1 if you would like to speak with us. And we'll be back on Situations Live. Don't go away. It's 102.6 The Situation.
The only 102.6 The Situation. The only 102.6 The Situation wants you to support these great Blog Talk Radio shows. Removing the bandages with Celinda D.
On my last show, I stated that we all have a story. Many of us have decided to wear our bandages with expensive clothes, cars, jewelry, shoes, and so much more. However, there's a story underneath every band-aid that we wear, and when you begin to remove the bandages, then and only then can our true healing take place.
Speak Your Mind Radio with Brenda Williams.
We all as people should be able to go out and buy guns to protect our families. In a day and age like today, where you really can't go to church to pray without getting shot up, you can't send your kids to school without getting shot up, you can't go into the grocery store, you can't go to the movie theater, you can't go to a community center. When you look at the wake of everything that's happened recently and everything that's going on in the world today, I mean, at this stage of the game, we need to protect ourselves. We need to protect our children. We need to protect our families. We need to protect what we worked hard for.
Mother Time with Rochelle and Tabitha.
I put on the heels, and I was really, really cute when I was standing there, right? And I said, okay, this is going to be my choosing unique photo shoot. And I got to walking, and I said, you know, this ain't right. You know what I mean? When you guys go out there, models, you prep before. Because what if I'd have went to the store and just bought them shoes because I thought they were cute? You know, you have to. You have to make sure that that's what you're comfortable in, because you're going to have to move. You're going to have to pose. So it was just funny to me because, girl, the seat was on fire. Let me tell you. So.
The Crystal Chanel Show.
What inspired you to be a actor, model, singer, dancer? My God, you got so many talents and gifts. What inspired you?
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I always used to be in my imaginary land. That's what I called it. So
I love it.
I'd be different characters. And then I realized when I got to maybe the age of 11, I wanted to start acting.
Awesome.
Singing has just always been a part of me. That's what makes me.
Okay.
And modeling, I'm very dramatic. I have to walk down the runway. I have to show people what am I made of.
Oh, my God.
Ask anyone. Oh, yes. Look at that Kayla right there. It says, I don't know.
I love it.
And Underground Sounds with JR.
So I received news today that because of the song itself in the first week on the charts in 2016, that the song has received 726 favorites from listeners around the world. The song is now back at number 3 on the North Carolina pop charts. I'm hoping and praying that it's going to get to number 1 pretty soon. And not only that, I found out that it actually has also hit the U.S. pop charts as well, and currently is at number 26 on the U.S. pop charts. So I'm very, very excited about that. I wanted to take a moment and just let you guys know about this. But also in the same regard, because of this, the site has deemed me as the number 1 artist in Charlotte pop music. So that's, you know, a very wonderful accolade to add to what I'm already trying to accomplish with the recording of my album.
Check all of the show's pages for past, present, and future show dates. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this week it is the Friday night chop.
Put it in City on Smash. Situations Live.
Mm-hmm.
Situations Live, we're back, and it is Atlantic Star Classic Throwback. That's what we're doing tonight. And thank you so much for listening in tonight. And we're back from the break with our guest, author Queen Esther Lacy. And just to, you know, put the little bug in your ear as a little reminder that If you go online, get your books, Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes Noble, wherever you want to get your books at, send in a copy of the receipt to I Got My Copy at yahoo.com. Your name's going to be put in a drawing for a gift card. How about that? That's real cool right there. So, that's quite a contest. I tell you, you're going to get some responses out of that. But so you like the throwback that I put in there? Yeah, I had to,
yes.
had to go way back today.
Did you know they're from Greenberg?
Oh, really? How about that?
Atlantic Star?
No,
yeah. My hometown. Yes.
Yeah. So also, if you wanted to, you know, call in or what have you, and I know the, you know, studio has been acting a little wacky, as you probably heard before the break, it was acting a little wacky then. But if you still have, if you're already listening to us on your phones and you want to just talk to us for a little bit, give us a call, 347-945-6867. If you're already in, just press 1 and, you know, you can answer. We'll answer questions. We'll talk it up with you for a little bit. But also, if you can't get through, I do want to also have you understand that if you do follow us on Facebook and you are following the event that was entitled The Queen is Back, go ahead and post your either your question or your comment in into the post that I just actually posted during the commercial break, because I know we've got a lot of people listening in on the live stream right now and calling in, but a lot of them can't get through due to the server issues. So, you know, we're taking that into account, and we want to make sure that you at least get your point across, your comment or what have you. So just wanted to remind you of that. So with that, let me ask you, well, okay, so I'm getting, and shout out to Faith for listening in from the Carolinas, that says they, apparently they're saying the show is full and nobody can get through. So, so if that is the case, what you'll need to do is go ahead and post your comment in the event page, if you follow us on Facebook, or just go ahead and comment below on the post that we were speaking of just earlier. So I do apologize for any inconvenience tonight, but that's unfortunately how it has to go at this particular point for right now. So anyway, so now that we've got that straightened out, what we need to, I want to go ahead and say is, for one, thank you for my copy. And when did you get those bookmarks made? Because that bookmark is pretty, pretty cool there.
I had those made like a while, like since the book came out by, I want to say this correctly, is TPG Productions. They're based out of Carolina as well. I'm gonna post them as well on Facebook, so people will know where they can get a book, where they can get things done as well. I always like to support others. People that take my pictures, Crescent photography and stuff like that, and people that hold me up and give me support and stuff. So I don't want to start naming names. Oh gosh, if I do miss a name, but I will give a shout out to Easter. How about that?
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. And yeah, we've got a lot of people. I think we there may have been another record set. You set a record last week on our show with the amount of listening in, and you got our right now.
I'm sorry. Well,
like,
I'm good.
People can't
I'm
even
good.
Get through.
I know. I'm getting posts. My son tried to call through, and he said it's full.
Yeah.
He can't get in. And
right.
So what
exactly.
else? Well, that's awesome. I thank everyone for the support and listening in. And don't miss your
yeah.
chance to win that gift card.
Right. And as a matter of fact, the best thing to do at that point would be to also place that into the Facebook event, The Queen is Back. So if you're in there right now, being that it is full, the live stream is never full. So you please utilize the link to continue listening in if you can't hear us. But I tell you that they're liking everything that's going on right now, and we should have some commentary in just a minute here. I'm just kind of rounding them up. But another thing, before you came on air with us or what have you, how was the responses to the books before you got started? Was it kind of like here or there, or you had to really get out and make a name for yourself? Was that a struggle at all? How did that come into play?
Well, before coming on, the thing I did was go to different events that had open vendor tables. I would be invited to share my books there. And the last thing I did was went to a Women Expo event here in Arizona. So I had to get out there and, you know, let people know what I had. But this affords me an opportunity to spread even further. So it's really word of mouth. You know, I tell someone, they tell someone.
Oh, yeah. So that word of mouth looks like word of mouth is getting all over the nation here.
I see.
Yeah, and so a lot of people are really starting to, you know, really, you know, get to know you. And that's what the beauty of having an outlet is. People really get to know you and, you know, see your personality and, well, more so hear your personality, so that, you know, when it comes time to do like a book signing event or what have you, you're already going to have people out there waiting on you. You're going to have people out there wanting to, you know, bring their copies of the book so you can sign it. And you sign my copy, I'm good. I'm good. But I'll still be out
there. You're going to get a jealous.
You are signing my copy.
Thank you for that post. You got your copy. It is funny. Did you know the website we had set up?
Oh, really?
Because you said, I got my copy.
No, I had no idea until you told me just now that you actually set up an email for that. I said, okay.
That's funny.
You know. So looks like we've got everything squared away, and thank you, Felicia, for listening in. She says she's basically saying thanks for opening doors, and opportunities that we present here are awesome and encouraging, Felicia, for that. Trying to get everybody in here because I know we can't get many callers, and there actually is one. And okay, everybody's good. They're listening in on live stream, so I really won't know how many until we get done here or tomorrow. But either way, let's go to our caller that is in queue right now. And if you're already listening on the phone with us, you can press 1 if you want to talk to us, you know, if you have a question or anything, if you're already in, even if you're on Skype, because I see we have a Skype listener there. Even if you're on Skype, you can definitely press 1 and get in with us. So let's go to the phone lines. Situations Live, you're on air.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go. Yeah, we came to you. You pressed 1, so I figured we come to you. And I didn't mean to catch you unprepared.
Oh, okay, well, I called in last week, and here I am again. And I really didn't have anything to say.
Wait a minute, is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
That's Virginia?
That's Miss Virginia.
It is Virginia, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So I just wanted to show how special I was that I could get through.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you.
And I want to just let you know I'm here. I'm with you. I'm your support. And
I appreciate that.
Still proud of you. And I'm right here with you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Thank you so much for tuning in for a second.
I'm not in for, I can't get on to the into the contest. So you will have to do another contest that I can get into.
Okay, I'm going to let my manager know.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
have a good
night.
Thank you so much for calling into our show tonight, all right?
Okay.
All right, got another one. Let's see who we got. Situations Live, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jenny. Hello, Miss
Jenny. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. How are you? I'm here in Arizona listening to the show, and it is so awesome. And I'm so upset that I missed last week, but I'm very happy that I'm here today supporting Miss Queen. And I do have a question. Your book, your poems have a lot of your own testimony in there. When you were going through your situations, I'll say, did you ever think that you would get to this point where you would be able to share that with someone and say, you know, God is going to be there. God is always there with you. And there is that, what we'll say, that light at the end of the tunnel.
During the situation, that's a good question. During the situations, I would say no. In writing them, I would also say no. Because when I write, sometimes it's like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm like, Lord, are you serious? And I would write and I write. And then the next day, I'm like, okay, now do I publish this? This is kind of personal. But in the end, when I get that feedback from the individual that read it, I'm like, wow, okay, Lord, I see why you had me do that, why you had me share that. So most of my writings is not because I'm comfortable with it, but it's just being obedient.
Wow, that's awesome. And do you think that, I'm sure you can attest to this, but we go through these things so that we can be that testimony for someone else?
I know that now. When I come up against something, the first thing I say is, okay, who am I going through this for? Okay, who am I going to bless because of this? Now my whole attitude is different. It's like it helps me get through different things because I know I'm not the only one, and I know that God knew I can handle it so that maybe I can help someone that can't handle it. And that's how I look at things now.
That's great. Well, thank you for all that you've given us and all that's to come from you. We look forward to reading more.
Thank you. Thank you for your support, Ms. Jenny.
Always.
Yes, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And we're here every week, so go ahead and, you know, listen to us some more because we've got a lot more coming for this year. So we definitely appreciate you from Arizona. Arizona for the first time last week, and now I got Arizona 2 weeks in a row from But thank you so much for being on Situations Live tonight. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Now, before I bring the next caller on, because you're going to know who she is when she starts speaking, okay? So I just want to let you know Just kind of remind everyone about the contest and where everyone can, you know, find everything. Maybe they want to ask you some questions off air. Where can they find you?
They can find me at personalexpressions.queen@yahoo.com, or my website is queenlacy.vpweb.com, and my books are online, bookstores, everywhere.
That'll definitely work right there. Now, for the final caller of the evening, I think we all know who this is, and you're on Situations Live. I'm going to let her speak.
Hey, can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? You're doing a great job. I am so proud of you. Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm awesome, and I'm sure you're doing awesome as well.
I am. I just want to thank you again for, you know, bringing Queen back on again. And I'd like to thank everybody who's on the line and who's streaming in and on Skype. That means more to her than you'll probably ever know. And I just wanted to get on the line and elaborate a little bit about her contest.
Right.
Queen, I think we should open this up to people who have purchased the book already.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want everyone to who already has a copy to go to I Got My Copy. You, if you don't have your receipt because you bought it a while ago, that's fine. Just let Queen know that you do have your copy. And the reason that I would like everyone to be a part of this is because her raffle is something that is very important to her. And I've managed many artists. And the majority of people that I have managed always want to know what's in it for them. And
right.
One thing about Queen, she always wants to know what's in it for others. So this is what made us come up with this whole raffle, because she wants to give back and show love to those who love her. So if you can jump on Amazon, grab the book. It's under $15. It's a great read. It's an easy read. And, you know, then just go ahead and hit that email address. That's why she dedicated a special email address for this, because that's how important it is. And once the contest is over on the 25th, she's going to choose the winner on the 26th. And she will be using some proceeds of the book, because she's going to be adopting a sister. And the sister that she will be adopting is someone from a homeless shelter and a halfway house for women who have been abused, and now they have gotten their lives together and they're going to enter the workforce. So
wow.
This special place is there in Arizona with her, and the person that she chooses to sponsor, she will be buying them clothes to go on job interviews, and she will be helping them fill their refrigerators when they get their apartments, and all these different things to help give these women, you know, an easy step to start their lives over. So, you know, I just encourage everyone to buy her book. She gives of herself selflessly, I guess is how I should say it. So, Queen, I'm proud of you. I love you. And to everyone who's listening, I just encourage you and beg you to jump on Amazon, grab her book, and just show her as much support as possible.
Aww. Thank you. Are we still online?
No, you didn't lose this. I had it on mute by accident, but, it, you know, hey, sometimes it happens like that. But anyway, no, I didn't even know it was related to that. that kind of cause. And, you know, that's something that is really awesome. Now it's all, even more awesome beyond words, because now you're helping someone else and inspiring them to, even though they're starting to get their life together, you're basically pushing them forward to a better lifestyle. And that is just really awesome. So definitely you all want to go ahead and, you know, get everything, do whatever you can to get this book, seriously. And make sure you enter in the contest, because this is really something that needs to happen at this particular point. At any point, it needs to happen. So, I mean, I really commend the both of you for even, you know, going down that route with that. So it's amazing. It's really amazing. So I do thank you so much. And by the way, I want to say, you might know them, Queen. I'm not sure, but Tamara, Susan. I mean, they just commented on a post that we have in the Queen is Back, and she's listening in. Thank you so much for listening in. I know the line is full, but, you know, we did everything we could to try to at least keep the show on today. But Kelly, thank you so much for being on the show once again. This is three in a row for you.
Yeah, Tamara is a big support for me. She whenever I have something, she posts something and share it and send it around. Yeah. So
she's there, she's listening in and on the live stream, and like I said, my apologies for studio issues this evening, but hopefully we'll be back next week up and running very strong. But still, the live stream is rolling, so thank you so much for listening in there, and it's really appreciative. So, and yeah, I know Kelly's probably still there. Kelly, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was saying it was three in a row for you on shows this week. You did Fresh Beats on Thursday with Chantel, and you were on last week with us, so three in a row. You becoming a regular now, Kel.
It's because of these clients I have that are just blowing it up, huh?
Right. And it's going to be most likely four, because we got DZ this week. So, so we're getting very acquainted to the radio show. You notice that?
Well,
but Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you. And as Queen said, thank you for, you know, creating this avenue for people to come on. And, you know, one of the great things about what you do, Robert, is that family and friends from all over can enjoy and can give their love. You know, when you have a local radio station that you're on, or you have a local TV show, or you go to a book signing or a local event, you're only surrounded by local people. And to be able
right,
to
exactly.
come across the globe is just amazing. So thank you again for what you do.
No problem. And I appreciate you for what you do as well, and bringing on such amazing guests. So, hey, keep them coming, Kelly.
Thank you.
Hey, you have a good night. Thanks so much for being on the show, and we'll hear from you again later this week. All right. So, one last time. So, you said all books can be found on any outlet, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you can get books, pretty much, correct?
Yes. And AuthorHouse.com.
Got it. So,
yeah.
Man, yet again, another great show tonight. And once again, for a second straight week, our favorite author, Queen Esther Lacy. Give her a round of applause for that. Yes. Yeah, yeah, you've been doing that whoop whoop thing quite a bit lately, but okay. Just feeling real good. But I really thank you so much for being one of our most popular guests here on this network and, you know, gracing our show for 2 weeks straight. So it's really amazing.
Well, thank
and,
you.
I thank you for everything. And, of course, you know where to find us. You know, you're always welcome back. When Sexually Driven 2 comes out, you let us know. We can debut it on this show, too.
Okay.
All right. Well, once again, Queen Esther Lacy, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
I got a throwback for you, too. So stay here for a second. Don't hang up too soon.
Okay.
All right. So, of course, man, just such an amazing author and an amazing spirit. So we hope that we inspired you this week. But, you know, I have to play a throwback to close out the night. I think you'll definitely know this song once I start it up here. Yeah. Y'all know this song. Fresh Beats with DC this week, Thursday night. And this is in Situations Live, the first Situations Radio Network. It's the Army 102.